guess it's just the mood I'm in that acts like alcohol. Because I'm drunk in San Francisco, and I thank you.
more.
Is she always so sweet?
Every day I walk out of here, I'm always better.
Yeah. So who's gonna do it?
I don't know.
It's you, Whitman.
I don't know.
It's you. Come on, just say it. It's you. What do you think this is here? I'm gonna blame you for anything. A job is a job. If the roles were reversed, I'd do it in a heartbeat. Come on, man. Say it's you.
It's me.
Clap hands. He's got a mean streak in him.
Oh, bit of an understatement.
Yeah. Meanest, most vindictive motherfucker. Outside the devil himself. First couple of years I was inside. I had my head on a swivel, you know. I was looking here, looking there. What the fuck is going to happen? When is it going to happen? Is it going to happen in the laundry room? On the yard? Am I going to get it in a fucking cafeteria? That's all I thought about. And then I understood something. He's going to make me serve every single day of my sentence. So it would end up just like this. So how are we going to do it?
In my apartment while you're asleep.
Easy. That's got no flavor. That's got no style. Come on. What is that? While I'm asleep.
How do you think I should do it?
I don't. There's the rub. He put his son on the job. This was a bad idea.
Okay. Fine.
I'm not going to ask questions. First sign of trouble. The kid panics, starts shooting everywhere. Catches my bullet in the crossfire. Could have been anybody's.
I was there. I know.
This was an accident. How's it my fault? I'm a fucking stand-up guy. I took the fall for everyone.
You did. I know that.
And they pressed me. I didn't say a word. Not a fucking word. And this is what it comes to. When did Claphands give you this job?
They... You went in.
For 28 years, he was sitting on you.
Yes.
Now, that is fucked.
Here's your tea, Doc. Root beer float for you. And a Surrender. on above in the corner. I wanna go.
Before that, 24/7 Spies, and the song was called Ascension. We also had something from the Stand Up Guys. Pacino, Walking, Talking. Before that, something from the Village People, San Francisco, You've Got Me, by request, going out to the West Coast 10. Thanks so much for listening. We also had some Delinquent Habits with This Is L.A. Seven Deaths with Blood from a Stone. Moses Boyd, Square Up. And we also had The Adolescents with L.A. Girl. And we started off the whole set with Nancy Wilson and Sweet, I'm Always Drunk in San Francisco. Yes, the battle is going on. L.A. versus San Francisco, SF versus Los Angeles, Dodgers versus Giants, going on today in the Bay, excitement all over the city. Shouts out to all in the Bay, RadioValencia.fm. We're here and we're ready. If you got a request for some LA or San Francisco songs, 415-766-4428. There it goes. Shouts out to all. More music on the way. RadioValencia.fm. We're here bringing you music. I'll be doing the overtime. I'll be in overtime. I'll be here till 2 p.m. So you got plenty of time to get your requests in. We're here and we're ready. Shouts out to all. That's how it goes. This show's spontaneous innuendos. My name is Faco. Ready. Willing. Coming through. Friday mornings. 10 a.m. till noon. Shouts out to all. We're here. All over the area, guys. I went to San Luis Obispo yesterday. Slow. Come on through. Shouts out to all. Man, gotta give a big shout out to Bang the Drum Brewery. Nice spot, nice area. Great spot to perform. Treated me very nice. They got beer, they got espresso, they got guys. I didn't get into the whole pot pie game till later in life. And they did it right. They had a steak and like gravy pot pie. Oh my God. I'm lucky I controlled myself. I could eat five of them, you know? And they were delicious. The flakiness of the pie and the crunchiness was nice, man. They almost had like a chicharrones crunch, man. You know, and it was steak and gravy and a little bit of vegetables. But it was delicious, guys. And they also had homemade pretzels. I had a homemade pretzels. That was nice. You know, and if you're ever in San Luis Obispo, go to Bang the Drum Brewery. You know, I had the espresso and pot pies. That's like gin and juice. That's like shampoo and conditioner. You know, that mixture. And it was delicious. You know, and I had this Mexicano. Drank an Americano. I had that too. It was nice. But the steak pot pies, oh my God, delicious, delicious. Definitely worth it. Like if you're in San Luis Obispo, probably the best pot pie I've ever had. Like the only pot pies I ever had, I think I had one at KFC and I've had one at Mary Callender's. That's not homemade or anything. That's a machine. You know, that's a robot making it, man. That was Johnny Five making that pot pie. You know, that was that robot that patrols hospitals making that pot pie. That was those robots making it in a factory. You know, but this one was handmade. With love, no gloves. You know it's serious when you don't wear any gloves. You could taste the love, you know. And it was delicious, man. So I had it. It was nice. And Bang the Wheel Brewery. Big shouts outs to them. Nice, great, big spot stage. You know, open space, outside, inside. You know, they made it right, man. You know, and their handmade pretzels were legit. You know, I thought I'd like cheese better on a pretzel, but I think it's mustard. I think mustard is the ultimate side for a pretzel, man. And I love cheese. Don't get me wrong, man. The big man loves nacho cheese. If you don't know this already, I love nacho cheese. If you have, you know, maybe I'll take a picture of my torso in case you're confused and post it on the website. But I like that cheese, man. And but I think with the handmade pretzel, I gotta get that mustard. So next time, if I'm ever there, I'm gonna have that with the mustard, and I'm gonna have a couple steak pot pies. You know, so it was good. Usually I've only had chicken pot pies, but I had the steak one, and that was delicious, guys. I thought the steak would be tough, but nah, it was nice and tender, flavorful, gravyful, you know, but the crust, that's what it was all about. It's all about the crust. And they give me, I think they gave me some pickled, pink relish. My radishes, I think that's what they were, and they were a nice treat. They were a nice, you know, they were a nice side to the dish, man. It brought the whole flavors together, you know. And they got a kitchen there, you know. Usually, like at a, that was like a cafe, I guess. But they serve beer, but usually they don't have a kitchen, but they got a kitchen, all right. And it was delicious. Big shout outs to Aiden. He hosts a great comedy show there. And he had me go and headline, and it was nice. He treated me good. They all treated me nice. And it was dope, man. So big shout outs to Aiden. I think his last name is Quinn, but it's Aiden. Aiden rocks, man. Shouts out to him. Aiden Quinn is, I think, an actor. He's an actor in, he was in Legends of the Fall. And, so I always get those actors confused. Big shouts out to Bang, the Drum Brewery, West Coast. Go check them out if you're ever in SLO. But it's a nice ride. I'm not too far. I'm only like 2 hours away from it. From Gilroy. 2.5. That's not bad. People go, hey, that's far away. You got to drive 2.5 hours. That's how long it would take me to go from here to my house in San Jose. You know, when I used to live in San Jose and I would take the buses and trains, that's how long it would take for me to get right to Radio Valencia to South San Jose. And that's how long it would take from waiting, from transferring to, you know, times buses didn't show up, you know, delays, you know what I'm saying? You know, arguments, detours. That's how long it would take, 2.5 hours, man. You know, on Sundays it would take 3 because the bus system was slower. You know, they were spread out longer, man. I used to get to the Punchline SF. And that was the 2.5 hours from San Jose. You know what I'm saying? So, like, the 10 years of bus travel has really made me patient. You know? And if there's one thing that's bad about it is that I can't fall asleep. That's the only one bad thing bad about it. Like, if we're going to, you know, if there's one thing, the con is that I got to stay awake when I drive. You know what I'm saying? I got to be awake. I got to stay awake for those 2.5 hours. Whereas I used to take the train into SF, like every Friday morning I'd take the Caltrains from San Jose to SF. That was about 1 hour and 20 minutes. I'd sleep for 1 hour, man, and I'd get my rest. You know, I'd catch up on a 1 hour of sleep, man. I'd set an alarm. Actually, I wouldn't even need to set an alarm because the last stop was San Francisco, man. It was coming back where I had to set an alarm. You know what I'm saying? But that's the one con about driving. You gotta stay awake. There's no keep, close your eyes. There's no let me rest my eyes a little bit. Nah. Big dog, you need to keep your eyes open. You need to stay awake. You know? No alarms needed. I have to roll down the windows. I got to do with my brother's trick. He said, this is my brother's trick. He's like, when he's driving and he's tired, you know, and he needs to stay awake, he eats sunflower seeds. And that's a good trick, you know what I'm saying? That's a good little hack, you know? You know, it's a nice hack. Keeps you awake, keeps you doing something. It's an activity. And it also, you know, it helps take away your double chin. You know, you're getting some exercise. You're exercising the jaw. You know? So, yeah, man. I rolled down the windows. You let the cold air come in. But I guess I'm a little different, man. The tiredness gets me differently. You know? Sometimes I could drive home late at night and I'm not tired. I'm awake, man. You know, and it's late night. You know, but then there's other times where it's the afternoon, like coming back. You know, I'm like, damn, why am I tired? It's 3 p.m. in the daylight, you know? I gotta stay awake. But the pros and cons, man. Pros, I'm at places a lot faster now. Cons, I gotta stay awake. I can't take a nap anymore. You know what I'm saying? You know, even on the bus, I would take little naps, man. I would stay in the corner, back to the wall. You know what I'm saying? Back to the wall. And I would, you know, you gotta, you know, detour the crazies on the bus. Because anybody will roll up on you. Anybody. People always scope you out. You know what I'm saying? You know, like, you know, if I've had experiences where I'm sleeping in the back, I see someone in the front of the bus, and I could see them checking me out, going, oh, he's about to go to sleep. And, you know, I close my eyes, I open my eyes, he's halfway towards me. I close my eyes, I close my eyes, I open my eyes, he's right next to me, you know? Like, I see him catch up, I see him get closer and closer to me. So, like, you know, that's why I would, like, you know, I would, what's it called? You know, I would have to make these guys scared of me. You know, I would make these guys know, hey, man, don't go next to this guy. So I would just pull out underwear, you know, and just keep it wrapped around me on my hands. And sometimes I put the underwear on my head. Nobody's going to mess with you when you got underwear on your head, man. No one. They know, leave that guy alone. He's got underwear on his head. And the more stains, the better. You know, I've had that before. Guy get closer and closer. I was like, okay, time to pull out the underwear. I pull out the underwear. You know, red underwear with white stains. And then I see them go back to their spot, man. You're gonna go back to your spot when you see red underwear with white stains on the person's head, man. You know? Any way to detour the predators, man. You gotta detour the predators. You know, like, skunks have the smell. They spray their smell. Porcupines got needles. You know? Turtles got their shells. Paco has underwear on his head while he's sitting on the bus. And the predators go away. You ain't coming close to my vicinity. You ain't gonna take anything from me. You know? It's really easy. It's really easy, guys. These are just some of the tricks and hacks I had to use while riding the public transportation. And it wasn't always like that, you know. I've had plenty of times where I didn't have to do any of that, man. It was a regular ride. just like how it's supposed to be. Just like how it's meant to be. You just go on your realm and get things done, you know? But there's times, I'm telling you, they think you're the bunny and they're the eagle. But what they know is, what they don't know is that bunny is experienced. My big ears show no fears. You know, bring out the red underwear. Bring out the white stained red underwear. They'll stay away from you, buddy. They'll stay away from you. But that's how it goes. Shouts out to all in the Bay, Radio Valencia, .fm. This show is spontaneous innuendos on every Friday from 10 a.m. till noon o'clock. The big man is here, and we're playing music to celebrate the San Francisco versus LA baseball game happening tonight. You know, I've played already a few songs. Gonna play some more. And we'll go back to it. Shouts out to all in the Bay. We started off with San Francisco last air break. It's time to start off with some LA. Shouts out to all. More music on the way. Radio Valencia. .fm. Let's do it. I've played this song many times, or a couple times on this show, live and regular, but I love this song. You know, it's just a cool song. I hope you like it. Shouts out to all in the Bay, Radio Valencia, .fm. Let's get to it. Coming through right now, LA is up to bat. Let's see what they're saying. Shouts out to all Radio of Valencia. This show is spontaneous innuendos on every Fridays, 10 a.m. till noon o'clock. You want music? You got a request? Musical requests that represent Los Angeles or San Francisco? Songs you think I should play? Give me a call, 415-766-4428. That's 766-4428. Or go to RadioValencia.fm and go on the chatter box. Email me, itsfaco@gmail.com. It's Faco on Twitter. Handle me. That's what's up. Shouts out to all. Download the Radio Valencia application. It's for free. It's easy. It's simple to use. Enough of me. LA is up to bat, and this is what they're saying. Shouts out to all. Radio Valencia. We'll be right back.
babies and money. Move in together, take out that loan. Honey, it's now or never. The weather is your boyfriend on a Saturday. Stay in bed. You could be so lonely. Life in LA.
Don't give me no bammer weed. We don't smoke that shit in a SFC, don't give me no bammer weed. We don't smoke that shit in a SFC, don't give me no bammer weed. We don't smoke that shit in a SFC.
3, 2, 1, coming in with the bang. Two dark skinned niggas, not a motherfucking gang. Pills with lymph, never know acid, we smoke, dang. Not the bammer shit, damn that bammer ain't no good. Your mouth will smoke some rolled up wood, and you laugh and said those lines was funny. But trip on the sense that I'm stressing your punk ass dummy. You with the program, head to seat, man. Nothing but a scammer falls hot. Nothing but an untrue, a fear. Where everyday lie to, thank you to claim to fame. Ain't it a gram that you seek to gain? Once knew a girl named Brenda. Smoking that bammer with her everyday agenda. She used to laugh and giggle until Mr. C moved next to her building. I tried to get her, but she acted kind of shy, so I shared my dank. I got her real hot, she invited me up to her room.
My nigga,
for you bitches, honey boom, honey boom. We smoked more dank without a pause. And later that night, I was in them draws. See, Frisco niggas ain't no punks. Put guts in our way, and they're gonna give up on Brenda's down horn at the point. Couldn't handle the dank, the reason.
We don't smoke that shit in a SFC, don't give me no bammer weed. We don't smoke that shit in a SFC, don't give me no bammer weed. We don't smoke that shit in a SFC, don't give me no bammer weed. We don't smoke that shit in a SFC, don't give me no bammer joint. It's the Black Sea nigga getting straight to the point. I was chilling outside on a hot day. It was me and my niggas, just check what I say. Let's fade, let's go see the dank man. They'll fade if fate is my friend. A few niggas pitched in.
Let's go to the store so I can get some gin.
Oh no, now straight hen I'm gon' mine. With a little dab of coke and a nigga doing fine. So now we got a nitro, we up, yeah. Let's go get the bendo, info, deep, we creep. It's about to be a party in the 5.0 Jeep. Nigga straight jet to the mirror. One nigga in the back had a St. Ice beer. Earlin' like fuck in my backseat. I made him buy 5 grams and clean up the mess. G straight and dog with no chaser. Fuck that beer, ain't nothing greater. A, B, R, name C. And you gotta pause when you get to the D. D for dank, D for drink, but not D for the dope that's stacking my bank. There's only two things that I smoke. A punk ass nigga or a pipe full of endo. I like nothing but the real McCoy, straight dank. Fuck a bammer joint.
Don't give me no bammer weed. We don't smoke that shit in a SFC, don't give me no bammer weed. We don't smoke that shit in a SFC, don't give me no bammer weed. We don't smoke that shit in a SFC, don't give me no bammer weed. We don't smoke that shit in a SFC.
Is it gold, is it green, is it brown?
No, it's black, see, breaking them buds down.
Or should I say them endo clusters? Never went home though, cause I'm an endo lover. Trip on the shit that I say. I go take a trip to go get the shit. D to the A to the N to the K.
Niggas know what's up.
So what more can I say? If it's in a Zag or a pipe, it's quite expensive, so you better smoke it right. Get a few niggas to fade. Find a cut or just zerp in a shade. And like me, belongs to a meal. Grab a 40 with the dank, cause it's time to get ill. It's better than crack cocaine. It ain't medicine, but it'll ease the pain. And if you find right, you're in luck. That and the eyes got you amped as fuck. Now for the journey of quest. They're creeping for some sex, but don't forget the latex. Niggas like each other, lesser and lesser. But on the dank tip, let's come together. You call it herb, some call it Seth. But if it's called bammer, don't smoke that mess.
Don't give me no bammer weed. We don't smoke that shit in a SFC. Don't give me no bammer weed. We don't smoke that shit in a SFC. Don't give me no bammer weed. We don't smoke that shit in a SFC. Don't give me no bammer weed.